As we head off towards 9 o'clock today, we want to celebrate somebody who has broken barriers and done a first. Entrepreneur Apiwe Nqosani Mawela is one of South Africa's first black female brewmasters, who's brewing up a storm in the craft beer industry with her bold plan to create a South African style of beer. And she's using locally sourced hops and other African ingredients like rooibos, for example, and sorghum to make her beer, calling them Tholokazi craft beers and ciders. And one of her standout drinks is an umqombothi inspired pilsner, in which she uses sorghum, and it's said to be a perfect drink for the summer braai. Apiwe joins us now. Apiwe, a very, very good morning to you. Congratulations on your journey so far. What was it about beer and brewing that appealed to you?
Good morning, Bongani. Good morning to your listeners. Thanks for that beautiful intro. What actually inspired me to get into brewing was my love for sciences and biology from high school days. And then I studied microbiology, and then I worked for SAB for about 9-10 years before leaving into exploring the craft beer space.
I suppose working for SAB really opened your eyes and your experience to what is often thought of as an industry dominated by men.
Yes, yes. So when I joined, and this was back in the mid-2000s, there was obviously the time in the country where most companies were trying to, employ more women. So there was quite a few of us. It was an interesting time. And for me, the training journey, becoming a brewmaster, because I trained to become a brewmaster while I was at SAB, and getting to understand, the global beer industry, and I was exposed to craft beer and what was happening in other parts of the world and how much that was growing in South Africa and other parts of the world, and I thought it was a very interesting thing, and that's how I decided to join, to get into the craft brewing industry.
So you've got qualifications in microbiology, as you say, you're a master brewer. Is that the kind of path you recommend for somebody wanting to crack it in this industry, or what else would be required?
So microbiology is a base degree. At the moment in South Africa, we do not have a fully-fledged beer school, or we don't teach brewing in the university level. So you'd have an undergrade or base degree, microbiology, biotechnology, biochem, engineering. And for me, I joined SAB through, and I did an internship with SAB. So they take you through 18 months of training to become a brewer. So I did a diploma in brewing through an institute based in UK. From there, you kind of obviously gain experience. And then the company has in-house courses. So whichever other brewing company one joins, they will have their own programs to train brewers. At the moment, it's actually one of my pet that I want to start a school in South Africa so that we actually have our own qualifications in the country, which we actually do have within SAQUA, but to actually make it more easier for any other person in the country to actually end up becoming a brewer without having to work for the big company.
That sounds absolutely lovely. Now, we've heard of the kiss of the SARS hop. The kiss of sorghum? Tell me about an umqombothi-inspired pilsner.
Yeah, so that came for me. I read a few articles that umqombothi and sorghum brewing actually was becoming extinct. We, as young people, we were not interested in brewing with sorghum anymore. And I think even myself, that was not a thing for me. It was one of those things where you see mama or gogo doing it, and you're like, whatever. And for me, through this line, Tholokazi, I want to get Africans and the young Africans to actually take interest again in our traditional brewing, in our traditional beers, and decided to make it a more accessible product in terms of being close to what people are used to. So it's a personal style beer that uses sorghum malt and then plays around within the use of local ingredients.
And of course, you started on this path, but one of the difficulties is the coming of the pandemic meant that your operations had to shut down here locally. But the great news, of course, is that your beer is being brewed in Croatia and being distributed in Europe.
Yes. Unfortunately, COVID-19 and the alcohol bans was a very, very tough time for me specifically. When COVID happened, I just started operating my own brewery, just got funding to actually put up my own plant, which I closed mid last year. And then from there, I just decided to keep the brand Dologazi going through contract manufacturing. And then I got introduced to BR52, actually met the founder on LinkedIn. And then he thought, you know, the brand story, the beer, he's never tasted the beer, but look and feel, the brand story, he thought it would do well within their membership base. So BR52 is like a beer club. So they've got 100,000 subscribers throughout UK and Europe. And then through our talks, we ended up identifying a brewery in Croatia who brewed and packaged 200,000 cans for us to test the brand in Europe. And it's been receiving, I mean, on social media, Instagram, people are tagging Dologazi from UK and like loving the beer and loving the African experience. So it's been wonderful.
I'm going on my Instagram to look for Dologazi right now as we speak. Any plans to come back here and bring it back to South Africa where it belongs, Apiwe?
Yeah, so I'm not completely stopped brewing in South Africa. So the brand is still available in South Africa. So I'm currently contract manufacturing. So we are selling on our own online store, dologazibia.co.za. And then also there you'll find some of the stockings, outlets of stockers within the country. So we're available in Gauteng, Eastern Cape, and some outlets in the Western Cape. But, I mean, for plan for me, I think we've also had received a lot of interest out from that deal, from the States, Sweden, Portugal, where people are essentially embracing the whole African story. It's something that is normally not heard of. When people talk of Africa, they will normally be told about, you know, our Great Five, our Big Five, about our dances. But when it comes to like beverages and beer, we actually don't celebrate Africa through our beers. So it's been quite interesting to get that feedback.
I can tell you right now, Dologazi has just received at least one more follower on Instagram. Congratulations for all that you've done, Apiwe Musani Mawela, South Africa's first black female microbrewer, and may you go on to greater success. We thought we'd highlight and celebrate that story of entrepreneurship and grit.